Hello, good evening. Yes, ma'am, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion, ma'am? It's so important to us.
Sure.
Great, ma'am. To start off, what would be your zip code, ma'am?
30308.
And your year of birth, ma'am?
Are there a lot of personally identifying questions on this survey?
No, just that mostly is about Atlanta, ma'am, and transportation. That would be just like one of the ones that just make sure you're over 18, just your year of birth.
Oh, okay. 1978.
Great, ma'am. Tell me, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have a terminal degree, an MFA.
Great, ma'am. All right, would you say you're of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, ma'am. All right. What would you consider your race to be?
White.
All right. Moving on, ma'am. We would like to know, well, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, ma'am. And would you say you're registered to vote in the city of Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Well, below is a list of issues. I just want you to tell me three that are most important to you. I have racism and discrimination, abortion access, climate change and the environment, jobs and the economy, immigration, education, traffic, crime, inflation and the cost of living, public transportation. Any three that stand out to you, ma'am?
Abortion access would be one. Climate change would be one. And can you read the rest of them again?
Sure. Racism and discrimination, jobs in the economy, immigration, education, traffic, crime, inflation and cost of living, public transportation.
Inflation and cost of living.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on.
Are those two separate?
No, those are together. That's good. Well,
okay.
When thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, I just want you to tell me if you're satisfied or dissatisfied. For example, the city of Atlanta, ma'am. Do you feel satisfied or dissatisfied, you know, the way it's heading, the direction which it's heading?
Okay.
Would you say you're satisfied or dissatisfied? Uh-huh.
I'm thinking. I mean, it's kind of, I'm neutral.
Because you can
I'm satisfied with, sometimes I'm, some things I'm not satisfied with.
Because you can say very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied. Okay, ma'am. And moving on, the Atlanta region, ma'am, would you say you're satisfied or dissatisfied?
What is the Atlanta region classified as?
Oh, the survey doesn't indicate, ma'am, but just generally asking, would you say you're satisfied or dissatisfied with the Atlanta region?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, ma'am. What about Georgia, ma'am? Would you say you're satisfied or dissatisfied with the way it's...
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Would you say very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, we just want to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means you feel very favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very unfavorable toward them. You can use any number between a 0 to a 10. For example,
okay.
Uber, For example, Uber and Lyft, ma'am, from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
6.
Okay. The Atlanta Police Department from a 0 to a 10?
Three.
Okay. Martha trains from a 0 to a 10?
5.
Okay. And the Atlanta Beltline from a 0 to a 10?
I've actually never been on the Beltline, so I don't know that I could rate it. My son likes it, so I'll say 7.
Okay. What about Governor Brian Kemp from a 0 to a 10?
0.
Okay. And electric scooters from a 0 to a 10?
5.
Okay. And the Atlanta City Council from a 0 to a 10?
5.
Okay. And artificial intelligence companies from a 0 to a 10?
4.
Okay. And Mayor Andre Dickens from a 0 to a 10?
I'd say a 6.
A 6. Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta, ma'am? Do you feel it's a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major problem.
Okay. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Would you say almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Okay. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Is you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Not too familiar.
Okay. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Would you say almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Never.
Okay. And based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline, ma'am, or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Would you say very or somewhat positive, ma'am?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, ma'am. And what's the first word that or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline? Like the, in your own words, ma'am, the first word or phrase that comes to mind?
Biking.
Biking? B-I-K-I-N-G?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Below some statements after I read each one, I just want you to tell me on a scale of a 0 to 10. All right, 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement, ma'am. For example, the first one says, public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. From a 0 to a 10, how would you rate that?
And 0 means disagree.
Oh, let me repeat. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. From a 0 to a 10?
1.
Okay. What about Martha says they're working on projects, but I never see them complete anything? From a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
8.
Mm-hmm. An 8. And I feel safe riding Martha. From a 0 to a 10?
8.
Okay. And I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system. From a 0 to a 10?
5.
Okay. And adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better. From a 0 to a 10?
Adding more highways. Undivided on that, so I'll just say a 5.
A 5. All right, what about the quality of Atlanta's road is getting worse from a 0 to a 10?
I agree. I strongly agree it's getting worse. So would that be a 10?
Okay, ma'am. Yes, a 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. What about crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta's buses from a 0 to a 10?
That I don't really know. So I'm going to just give it a 5.
Okay. Thank you so much for your responses, ma'am. Moving on, which of the following statements do you agree with most? The first one says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Or, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Would you say you agree with the first or the second statement?
I would say the second.
The second? Would you say you agree with the second one strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. There are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problem. After each one, I just want you to use on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly prioritize policy. All right. 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all right, and you don't want to see it implemented. You can use any number from a 0 to a 10. The first one says, adding more security to Martha stops. From a 0 to a 10, how would you prioritize that?
7.
Okay. And adding additional Martha stations around Atlanta?
9.
Okay. And incentivizing house development close to public transit?
8.
An 8. What about adding light rail to the Beltline?
I would say six.
Six. Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
Six.
Okay. And prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. And building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters?
9.
Okay. And adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods from a 0 to a 10?
9.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well is how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which would place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline train? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Not familiar at all.
Okay, not familiar at all. All right, ma'am, and moving on quickly. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Would you oppose or support?
That one's tricky. I don't know anything, but in general, I support things that help people get around. So I would say I support.
Would you say strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, we would like to know as well is, as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan would expand 22 miles off light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit would line up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhood. Based on what you just heard, ma'am, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Would you support or oppose it?
Based on just, I would support it.
Okay, would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, and moving on, ma'am. We would like to know as well. I'm going to read to you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline, ma'am. These are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. I just want you to read each statement on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means it's a very convincing statement about the Beltline, all right? And 0 means it's not at all a convincing statement. You can use any number from a 0 to a 10. I'll be very quick. For example, the first one says, when complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is that?
10.
Okay. And Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city. From a 0 to a 10?
7.
A 7.
So I kind of don't believe it.
It's okay,
people love their cars.
I understand. This one says that the Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs, but many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplaces. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is this?
9.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. Moving on again. Once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Would you oppose or support it?
I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
After hearing more about it, strongly.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on, ma'am. I'm going to read some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. I just want you to rate each statement on a scale of a 0 to 10, ma'am. 10 means it's a very concerning statement about the Beltline. 0 means it's not at all a concerning statement. All right, so the first one says, the Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. Martha is completely unsafe at the moment, with shootings happening at Martha stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is this? How concerning is this? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. From a 0 to a 10, how concerning
is it? With 0 not concerning and 10 very concerning, I would say a 4.
This one says, ma'am, the Beltline itself is a major drive for gentrification and pushing longtime black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up as of out-of-town interest pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs would feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We've got to take back our city and say no to gentrification. From a 0 to a 10, how concerning is this?
I would say that is a 10.
A 10. Moving on quickly, ma'am. At $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget. And who's to say whether it won't cost $3, $4, or even $5 billion of our tax dollars? As humans, every actually completed, we need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work. From a 0 to a 10, how concerning is this?
4.
4? Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Thank you so far for your responses. One last time, based on what you know, would you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Would you support or oppose it?
I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
I would say somewhat now. So I'm kind of on the fence with it because gentrification and the cost of housing going up. I mean, I'm about to get pushed out of the city myself. So,
okay.
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat, no problem. And how long have you lived in Atlanta, ma'am?
Off and on since, let's see, what year was it? For almost 20 years.
20 years, okay. And
I take that back, for 15 mm-hmm. years.
15, no problem. Okay, ma'am. And moving on, which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? You're heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something different?
Something different.
Okay. Can you inform me what it is? I'm sorry.
Sure. I would say pansexual.
Pansexual. No problem, ma'am.
To bisexual, if you have to put one of them.
Okay, no problem. Would you say you're married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Separated.
Okay. And moving on, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Okay, ma'am. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, student, something different?
Full-time.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And last year, which was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you say less than 25,000, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, 45 to 55, 55 to 65? 65 to 75, 75 to 85, 85 to 100, 100 to 250, or over $250,000?
85 to 100.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your feedback. Your answers were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thanks. You too.